The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the SEO Jobs Report on the Voices of Search podcast. Today, we're going to take a long look into who's hiring and for what in the SEO world. Joining us is Tyson Stockton, who's the co-founder and educational partner at Previsible, which is an SEO consulting and education company that helps enterprise businesses scale their organic search traffic. Tyson has combed through his team's SEO hiring database to help us understand who's making moves in the SEO space.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
All right, here's my quarterly sit-down with the co-founder and educational partner at Previsible, Tyson Stockton. Tyson, welcome to the SEO Jobs Report on the Voices of Search podcast.
What's going on, Ben? It's been a minute. How you been?
It has. You know, we're changing things around a little bit. We were doing this monthly SEO job. We were calling it Career Day. And as it turns out, the monthly cadence was just too much. There wasn't enough movement month over month, which wasn't just reciting what people can go find on LinkedIn. So now we're changing around our strategy here to the SEO jobs report, where you're actually looking at 3 months of data to really understand some of the trends in SEO. I feel like we need a new sound effect. How do you feel about welcome to the SEO jobs report? Good. Can I do like a typewriter new breaking news thing?
I didn't know if you were doing like an SOS type, like old military throwback there or typewriter, but like, yeah, I'm in.
It's better than what I do for Jordan. Every time there's a Google algorithm update, I go, brr, 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 and I feel like I'm a carnival clown. Anyway, so SEO jobs report, you started doing research 3 months ago on what's happening in the SEO world. Tell me some of the big trends that you're seeing.
Well, on that, I think we definitely need to get like a soundboard for Todd to like come in and just like pipe in some sound effects like throughout the episode. But you are right. We're changing things up and we're staying on brand though. And so we still wanted to basically be able to help inform the SEOs out there, whether they're looking for new jobs, whether people are looking to bring SEOs onto the team. But we wanted to create a more substantial resource for like the industry and for the market. And so what we've been doing is we've been collecting SEO jobs data. We've looked through a few different kind of sources for it. No surprise, we landed on Google. So we've been basically crawling and scraping all the SEO jobs within Google. And by doing it that way or having that collection, we've been able to not just have, you know, jobs that are posted on LinkedIn, but all the variety of sources of like where they could be. And our goal behind this is to be able to have some hard evidence and have some actual numbers to back some of the things that we're seeing and be able to provide summaries and recommendations that could be a tool for SEOs to progress their career, or also it can be a tool for those hiring managers to make sure that they're staying competitive in the SEO space.
All right. So we've got a bigger data set than what we were looking at when we were doing a monthly jobs board. We're branching out beyond just LinkedIn to everything that's been published on Google. And you've been looking at this data for a little while. So tell me more about the data set that you've combed through. You're looking at Google. What are you doing with the data, and how are you taking it, packaging it? How can you deliver it to the SEO community so it's going to be useful?
Perfect. Yeah. So with this, we're still in the process of collecting the Q1 data. Right now, we have basically 2,000 job postings that we've scraped. 30% of these are coming from LinkedIn. Another 23% is coming from Upwork. So obviously, there's a lot of kind of contract roles in this data set as well. And then the rest of the sources kind of all balance around from Talent being at 20%, Media Bistro 13%. And then all the other ones are kind of smaller players. One thing that we did do to kind of like normalize this data set a little bit is we only looked at companies that had 2 to 4 SEOs role max. And so we wanted to exclude kind of the Upwork in this because we wanted to have more of the impression of what are those in-house roles or what are the kind of full-time roles that SEOs can go after that's going to help progress their career. So breaking that down, though, as far as like where these jobs are, 32% of all the jobs that we've looked at have been remote US based. And then the other distribution kind of follows more similar to what you'd expect for the population of cities. So New York, 5%, Chicago being 3%, a little bit of an outlier with Austin having 2% of the total jobs. So proportional to size of the city, that's kind of a big one. San Francisco, 2%, and then kind of all the other markets are going to be hovering around that 1% to make up the rest of the job market. The big states in there, Texas, 7% is a big one, California, New York. So as far as the distribution of jobs, I would say it's pretty even to the distribution of population. And then the big kind of call out is 32% being remote jobs within this total SEO job data set.
It's connected to the population. It's also connected to where the major tech centers are, right? New York, San Francisco, and Austin specifically, technology hubs. It's not just there are a lot of people there. It's there are a lot of people that work in the tech industry, seemingly.
100%. But there are some nuances in there. Like, so San Francisco had 2% of the total jobs, but at the director level or above, they had 6%. And so I think that also further kind of validates your point is following like the tech cities, like San Francisco for the more experienced, more senior SEOs, there's going to be more job opportunities than somewhere like Chicago, you know, based on what we're seeing.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
Tyson, tell me a little bit about the breakdown of jobs. Are people hiring for more senior roles? Are junior level SEOs more in demand? How do we think about the breakdown of what level of seniority is getting the most love from SEO hiring managers?
Absolutely. So we broke this down in experience levels and a little bit with like job titles. And no surprise, VP level is 0.5% of all the jobs. So it's a very tough market for the VP level positions. You do see some in-house, but a lot of those come in the form of an agency. So that would be the smallest portion. Director level was 11% of all the SEO jobs analyzed. And again, 7% of those were coming from San Francisco. The manager was the largest group. So some form of SEO manager, and that was 43% of all the available positions. Analysts, 15%. And then you had kind of the more specializations within it. And so 4% were technical, which I thought was quite small. And then another 11% was specialized in content SEO.
So Tyson, now that we understand the sort of breakdown of what level of seniority is being hired in SEO, let's talk a little bit about the skill sets that are required to get hired. Are you going through the data in a level of granularity where you're able to see what's included in each job listing?
Absolutely. So beyond just scraping like who's hiring, we're also scraping the information on the application form or the job description. And so from this, we're pulling things like required skills, other kind of elements of the job as far as salary bands and things like that. Guess what the most common skill was at 43% of all the job postings was?
Artificial intelligence.
Actually, very close one. 23% had ChatGPT, but the most common one was GA4 at 43%.
Oh, okay. Fair. You have to understand what's happening before you can worry about spamming with a million different blog posts. What are some of the other most important traits that people need to, or that hiring managers are looking for SEO jobs?
Yeah, I mean, a couple other areas just like within the SEO tools. I was surprised of GA being so far above like GSC, but GSC was number two required kind of software skill. SEMrush was almost the same as GSC, which I thought was a little crazy. And then the other big one that I would like really kind of push for is more on the data and technical side. 26% of all job postings also had HTML and CSS. So I think there are more technical skills, obviously, within SEO, but across the entire postings of it, everyone kind of has this fundamental like table stakes of having some familiarity with HTML.
So Tyson, I guess the last question for you is, are SEOs making money? When you look at the job postings that are availability, do you get a sense of whether compensation for SEOs are going up or going down?
Yeah, I would say it does seem to be on the rise.
Woohoo!
Yeah, a little celebration there. Maybe a question to you, though. What would you guess the salary range is for a 5+ years experience SEO manager? And this is across all jobs, not just California.
5+ years in SEO, not in California, in the entire United States. I'm going to go with $110,000.
Not bad guess. 75 to 120.
Hey, I was in the range. I wasn't sure if it was going to be like the low end. I actually was thinking, all right, out of college, if you're working in SEO, you're probably 50 to 75. And a couple of years, you're getting up to 100. So if you're 5 years in, you're a little over 100. That was my math. How does that benchmark? Like, do you have any sense of whether that's increasing or decreasing?
Not to share right now. We just started collecting this data in January. So we'll maybe see that coming in like the second quarter of how it's evolving and shifting. But this is our first quarter of collecting this data set. So we don't have a true historical sense, like own personal experience. I would say it feels like it's been on the rise, but I don't have any hard data to back that behind.
So you talked a little bit about the purpose of collecting the data and how you're hoping to help both people get hired and also the SEO managers to benchmark. What's the process moving forward? When are you publishing the data? Where can people go to get it? What's the next steps here?
Absolutely. So we will be collecting data through the end of the quarter. And then that would put us kind of targeting like an April timeframe to publish this report. This will be something that we are going to be doing once a quarter. And for this, it should be, you know, the most up-to-date information, again, to just know what's the health of the industry. We will be publishing on previsible.io, and I will be publishing or kind of posting kind of findings from it on my LinkedIn as well. So if anyone is interested, feel free to give me a shout on LinkedIn. But otherwise, we will be publishing on previsible.io in the upcoming month.
Yeah, you know what we should do? For everybody that's listening, we'll put an ad in the Voices of Search podcast once the study has been published, directing you where you can go. So just come back to the Voices of Search podcast as well, and we'll let you know when it's live. You'll hear it injected in some of our episodes.
Absolutely. That sounds great, Ben. And again, yeah, we'll post here on the Voice of Search, and also feel free to reach out to me direct on LinkedIn.
All right. Lots of exciting data coming your way about where to get hired, who's hiring, and how to benchmark for your SEO jobs in Previsible's SEO jobs report coming in April. And that wraps up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Tyson Stockton, the co-founder and educational partner of Previsible. We'd love to continue this conversation with you. So if you're interested in contacting Tyson, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on X, where his handle is Tyson_Stockton, or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io, previsible.io.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also send us your topic suggestions or your SEO questions, and you can even apply to be a guest speaker on the Voices of Search podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on Twitter, and my personal handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed in the next business day. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.